This is Bloomberg Business of Sports.
The world's changing, and what are things we can do to transform our business and engage our fans globally in different ways?
People are using their name and likeness to create more opportunities, more stakes in companies.
In order to turn the organization around, we had to turn it around not only just on the baseball operations side, but on the business operations side.
Football and any other sport is very difficult, but I like to broaden my horizons and be able to expand.
Sports need to be consumed live, and that's a big competitive advantage for intellectual property holders of sports content in the media landscape.
Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio.
Hello, I'm Michael Barr, and welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. It's Wednesday. You know what Wednesday means. It is our podcast on fantasy football. And the geniuses, and I mean that really, they are very good at it, Damian Sassauer and also Rich Truman, and they let me in just to show you what you can do wrong, because I take advice from these guys, critical advice, which comes down now to week three. What are we looking at here? Have you seen so far? I'll start with Damian as the season has shaped up so far.
I mean, you cannot ignore what's going on with Kyler Murray and Tyler Lockett. They are absolutely feasting on the NFL right now. And look, I mean, the game that stands out for me this week, and it should stand out for any NFL fan, is Bucks-Rams. I mean, two leading defenses, yet from the over-under on that game is 56 points. How are these defenses going to let up all those points? I mean, I guess they're putting a lot of faith in those offenses. And look, you know, I kind of think you might want to fade that and maybe take the under there. I mean, defense wins championships, right?
Rich, I am like pained because Matt Stafford is killing it with the Rams in under center.
Well, and Cooper Kupp, I believe, is the number one receiver
breaking records
in football. And you talk about trends. Is Tony Pollard this year's Kareem Hunt? I mean, he has more fantasy points than the starter, Ezekiel Elliott. He's doing a lot with less touches than Zeke. And right now, he's a valuable fantasy commodity. So do you put Tony Pollard into your starting lineup as a flex is my question to you guys.
Pays this man his money. Yeah, you have to, right? Of course. I mean, look, and you know, I mean, you got to believe that they're going to keep going with the hot hand there. And Dallas has a pretty plus matchup this week, don't they?
Well, are you going to add something too, Rich, about...
No, I was going to say one other trend. I said this when we were talking about drafting. Like, I wanted to get a mobile quarterback. And besides Tom Brady, who's lighting it up with 9 touchdown passes, if you look at the list of, like, the top 10 quarterbacks fantasy-wise so far, I mean, you'll see the expected names like Kyler Murray, who everybody thought would be great, and Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, because he runs a lot. But even Daniel Jones and Jalen Hurts are making the top 10 in fantasy quarterbacks. I know it's only 2 games, but it really helps to have a mobile quarterback in fantasy football.
Which brings me, I want to bring back about quarterbacks in a second, but I want to go back to Zeke. I'm wondering, Damian, if the Cowboys are saying, all right, listen, we're going to, like, you know, just use you sparingly because we need you for the entire season.
Yeah, no, I mean, there may be a lot of truth to that. I mean, but, you know, I mean, Zeke runs like his hair's on fire when, you know, when they're going to him. I think the real issue in Dallas is Dak Prescott is all the way back. You know, we said that in week one. I mean, after week one, he is all the way back. And it is unbelievable to watch him play. And, you know, they're just going to run a spread offense and let him do his thing. And that just does not fit well with Ezekiel Elliott for fantasy purposes.
Meanwhile, Rich, how about those Jets? Oh, my goodness. See, I don't, you know, Zach Wilson, I don't want to slam the guy because he's a rookie quarterback. He's doing the best he can. But it's like the old gag is like he looked like Terry Bradshaw season one, like he was debuting for Hee-Haw. But look what happened to Terry Bradshaw 4 Super Bowls later is like, ha-ha. Now let's hope that Mr. Wilson can do the same.
I mean, it's really mind-boggling to even try to have a Jet guy in your starting team for the last 10 years. I mean, Corey Davis had a great week one and he disappeared. I mean, you really have to be desperate to put a Jet in your starting lineup.
Can someone answer who was the last fantasy-relevant New York Jet? I mean, for me, I mean, what do you have to say? Wayne Corbett or Keyshawn Johnson? Someone like that?
Freeman
Curtis
McNeil.
Martin. I mean,
I was going to go back to Joe Namath. That's the last one I can think of.
I'll tell you this, though. You know who stands out this week? Cortland Sutton. Cortland Sutton should feast on that Jet secondary, boy. boy.
Curtis Martin was a relative fantasy player.
That's true. I love Curtis Martin. Which brings us, by the way, to, and we're going to talk more about it. Let's talk about tight ends, because I haven't seen much action in a lot of tight ends. And believe it or not, the one that I have my eye on is Detroit and T.J. Hockenson.
Yeah, no, T.J. is a beast. You know, he's playing really well. And, you know, I mean, look, you can't ignore what Darren Waller did in week one. I mean, he had a little bit of a letdown in week two, but he had a tough matchup. I mean, Darren Waller looks awesome, and Derek Carr looks for that man on every play. I mean, so, you know, you got to love that. And look, I mean, if you want to look further down, look at your Everett in Seattle. You know, that might be a guy who's on a lot of waiver wires that people should take a look at, because he looks like he could produce. And Seattle's got another good matchup this week.
And you're leaving out Gronk. Has been unbelievable. Yeah. I believe the great Charlie Vollmer has him on the fantasy
team.
Four
TDs.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because of Tom Brady. Did anybody tell this man he's 44 years old? 44. Now, and some people are mad because just padding his stats. It's like, well, okay, that's great, because we're fantasy football players. You go ahead, and you want to dink and dunk, you go right ahead, Mr. Brady. I think I made a big mistake in analyzing Tom Brady and saying, okay, never mind. Damian, I messed up.
Tom is terrific. What can you say? You know, as a Jet fan myself, you know, it is very, very, I have learned my lesson. You never bet against terrific Tom. So, you know, he's doing great. I mean, look, you know, I got to say, we're going to see some Justin Fields in Chicago this weekend. I mean, you know, Rich mentioned it earlier, Jalen Hurts, you know, these mobile quarterbacks, these rooks, I mean, they look good, you know. I'd like to see more of them.
My question to you, gentlemen, is Saquon Barkley, is this the week that he might shake off the rust, 10 days rest from the last game, playing the Falcons? I believe they're giving up a 255 yards rushing. If you're a Barkley holder, if he doesn't do it this week, I mean, I don't know when he'll do it.
Well, I hope so. I have selfish reasons for that, but I agree with you, Rich. I think Saquon Barkley is going to annihilate it. And by the way, it's speaking of players, give it up for Aaron Jones, Green Bay. What was it? Four touchdowns. This, my goodness.
He won a lot of people their championships on Monday night. People who went to bed. It's unbelievable, right? I mean, look, my in-house fantasy football quant strategist, Chad the Man Minnick, you know who he likes this week? And he's right. I mean, he's going to have a big opportunity against Kansas City. You know, the Kansas City defense has let up the most rushing yards in the NFL this week. Yep. I mean, Austin Eckler should have a pretty, pretty good week this week. And I mean, I think the over-under on that game is pretty high. I mean, 202 rushing yards per game. The Chiefs are letting up. I mean, you know, you got to expect him to come up big.
What was the stat, Rich? I think that it's the first time Kansas City lost a game in September in, what, 5 years or so?
And it's the first time Mahomes, I believe, has thrown an interception in September.
Wow. What are we looking at, by the way, for if you are – we talked about running backs, and what are we looking at for wideouts now? Why we need some good wideouts here. What are you looking at, gentlemen?
Well, I mean, I like Courtland Sutton. I mean, anyone who's playing the Jets basically at this point. If you want to look for somebody who might be a viable kind of flex option, though, if Amari Cooper's inactive or limited, Cedric Wilson can come up in Dallas and do some things there. I mean, Gallup's already kind of ruled out. So, you know, that might be an area to kind of look for on your waiver wire.
And I'm leery to play Giants as a Giant fan, but Sterling Shepard has been a very consistent fantasy player. They're playing the Falcons this week at home. He might be a guy you want to put in your starting lineup.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, obviously not a sleeper by any stretch, but I mean, let's not ignore Adam Thielen and what he's been doing in Minnesota. I mean, coming into this year, people thought it was going to be all Jefferson, that Thielen was dead, that this guy could never keep up the pace with the touchdowns, but he has done it so far.
What are you looking at for if you're in those survivor leagues? Which teams are you looking at? I will admit, I'm looking definitely at Denver playing the Jets.
I mean, I like Arizona at Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
I mean, Kyler Murray is playing like his hair is on fire. And, you know, I mean, but, you know, this might be the game where you actually see Chase Edmonds get more involved in the offense.
I think also you have to look at Baltimore. They're playing Detroit. Yep. But see, that's the kind of game.
Yep.
Detroit can be scary Because just when you think the Lions, like, oh my goodness, they'll come out and just, you know, pull a snot glob on you and just beat the living daylights on the other team.
Plus, you know, there's got to be a letdown after that emotional win against the Chiefs for the Ravens, and they're on the road. So,
I mean, now you guys are speaking my language. We're going to go to my sleeper pick of the week, and that is Mr. Jared Goff. I think Jared is a viable starter this week. You know, let's think about this, right? He's averaging 24 points per game through 2 weeks, and Baltimore has the worst passing defense in the NFL, letting up 376 yards per game.
What do you think, Rich?
I'm going to take a sleeper pick in the same exact game. I'm going to go with Tyson Williams, the running back for the Ravens.
That's a risky pick.
I think I could see the first half being a little difficult for the Ravens due just from the emotional letdown from the Chiefs game, but I would expect them to get things rolling, build up a lead, and then they're going to milk the clock, and I believe that Tyson Williams will have a big game. And another guy I like, I was debating which Williams I like. I also like Mike Williams at the Chargers.
Yep. Yeah.
Chiefs-Chargers should be a high-scoring game. I know what Damian said. The Chiefs give up a lot of rushing yards, but keep in mind they did play Cleveland and Baltimore, probably the two best rushing teams in the league. San Diego always seems to me, or the Chargers, I should say, always has difficulty running the ball. So I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, and I think Mike Williams will have a lot of targets.
Yeah, it's no longer San Diego, is it now? It's a common error.
I am afraid to answer this question because when you asked me, Rich, week one, who are you looking at as a sleeper? And I said Gus Edwards. The next day, he went on the IR, literally the next day.
So who do you like now?
So now, I'm sorry, I like James White, please. Stay healthy, Mr. White. And because he's going to split the backfield. With Damian Harris, and and I said I didn't trust the New England backfield, but you know what? They're kind of running out of options.
You know, I got to say, after week one, I went out and picked up the New Orleans New England's playing New Orleans this week, and I went out and picked up the New Orleans defense in all my leagues after what they did to Aaron Rodgers, and boy, I mean, that lost me one game. I mean, I benched the Bills, egg in my face. I mean, it's tough to get a handle on what's going on with that New Orleans D, but I love that pick. I do. I like James White.
Well, I knew that Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, they were going to beat the Lions because when he got benched in week one, I'm like, oh, no, and we're going into Lambeau Field, and we got to deal with this, and, you know, everybody is all mad and even Aaron Rodgers, he has his little hair thing now in a bun. I'm like, well, you knew it was all over.
It's
right
all fugazi.
gentlemen, thank you. Damian Sassauer. Rich Truman, thank you. They are the extraordinary geniuses in this, and they allow me to come and hopefully not stink up the show. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports. We're here each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and you can catch this show on your Apple Podcast. This is Michael Barr, Bloomberg Business of Sports. Follow me on Twitter @BigBarrSports.